Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now beginning the third parak of Masechet Zivachim, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Bet. And this chapter picks up where we left off with issues of inappropriate machshavot, which is really the topic of the first two parakim. However, it fills in and identifies those people and machshavot that will not invalidate. And the two come together in the beginning of the first Mishnah. In this podcast, as I noted on the handout, we will only study Mishnah Aleph, even though both Aleph and Bet are brought together here in the text, because our Gemara will not touch Mishnah Bet. We'll go back to it in about two podcasts when the Gemara addresses it. Kol ha-pesulin sheshachatu. So the entire list of pesulin that we had back at the beginning of Perek Bet, Tful Yom, and the Zar, and the Onen, etc. If they did Shechita, Shechitatan Kishera, it's valid. Shashchita Kishera Bezarim, Benashim, Uvabadim, Uvitmeim. Now these are four names, however, there's a whole lot of others that are included as being valid as our list of Psulim that we had earlier. Vafilu B'Kotche Kotchim. So therefore, even in Kotche Kotchim, if a woman does Shechita, if an Eved does Shechita, somebody who's Tomei will deal, the real nut of the problem here is how can somebody who's Tomei do Shechita? So right away we get a signal that Tmeim are going to need special attention because the condition is that the Tomei cannot touch the meat of the Korban. Now remember, animals cannot become Tomei until they're dead. So the problem here is during and after the process of Shechita, not beforehand. And that will play into a side and related issue to Shechita, and that is Smicha. Leficha chen poslim machshava. Therefore, if somebody who is a pasul does shechita, which is valid, and then they have the incorrect machshava, like chutz zmano chutz limkomo, it has an effect on the korban. If you recall, we saw Rava's ruling, which was that if somebody who is not supposed to be doing an avodah has an errant machshava, it doesn't count. But here it counts because shechita kshera bazar. Chulan shekiblot adam chutz zmano chutz limkomo. If any of these guys did Kabbalah, which is invalid, and they did it with an intent of chutz zmano chutz limkomo, that doesn't count. And therefore, if there's still dama nefesh, a proper person should go back and do Kabbalah, of course, without a fouled machshava. Now, implicit in this, of course, is that if a pasul does Kabbalah without any wrong machshava, again, if there is Dama Nefesh, a proper person should go back and do Kabbalah. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is that if this Pasul does Kabbalah with an errant Machshava, it has no impact or effect. Okay, to the Gemara. Shachatu de'avad in l'chatchilalo. The Mishnah says Shachatu, as if to say only if they did Shechita, but we don't l'chatchila allow them. Uraminu, we have a challenge to that. The Pasuk, as you can see, Pasuk 2 says V'shachat Shechita bezark shera. Zar can do shechita. Shashchita kshera bezarim l'ashem avadim v'tmeim, just like Mishnah said. Afilu b'kotche kotchim. O eino ela b'kohanim. I might entertain the thought that shechita itself needs kohanim. Amarta, you think so? V'chimei ayin bato. Where would you be coming from? Meaning, what pasuk would you have that you think would indicate that a kohen has to do the shechita? Michal shenemar v'atav v'nachay t'cha tishmurt k'vavokuratchem l'chol dvar mizbeach. In Parshat Korach, Aharon is adjured that he and his sons should guard the Mizbeach and guard the Kuna, meaning that nobody but Kohanim can do anything on the Mizbeach. Yacholach b'shchita, I might think that this extends to Shechita. Talmud Lomer at the beginning of Vayikra says, V'shachat et b'ram lakar, the final Adonai, v'ikrivu b'nei Aharon ha-Kohanim. He shall do Shechita, he being an unnamed person, an unidentified person, and then it says that the Kohanim shall do the Hakrava, which is Kabbalat Adam, right? Mi Kabbalah va'ilach mitzvat kuhuna. Only from Kabbalah on does it become the province of the kuhuna, the purview of the kuhuna. Limeral shechita shekshera b'chol adam. Anybody can do shechita. Okay. So we see that shechita l'chatchila could be done by anybody. Why does our Mishnah present it as a bedi avad? The answer is, hu adin da'fil l'chatchila nami. Truth is, even l'chatchila, you could do it. In our list of who did Shechita that was Kasher, we included Tmeim. And Tmeim l'chatchila should not do Shechita. Why? We're concerned they may end up touching the meat after the Shechita or during the Shechita, thus rendering it Tamei. And therefore, we don't allow them l'chatchila. So Tanu Sheshachatu, therefore, they put the entire phrase in the Bidi Avad. Now, the question is, Is that really true? If somebody was tamei d'shchita, is it valid? We think tmeim are excused from shchita. Or minu, we have the following challenge. If you look at pasuk 2, it says v'samach et yadav alav, and then v'shachat immediately. Mas smicha b'tahorim. What's the juxtaposition? Just like smicha must be done by those who are tahor, and we'll see why. Af shchita b'tahorim. So shchita also has to be done by tahorim. So the answer is that that's the Rabbanan, meaning this juxtaposition that then is applied to say that just like smicha, as we know, must be done by somebody who's tahor, so shchita must be done by somebody, that's not the chatchila, and that's the Rabbanan, based on the gzera that we had. Now, why would we say that? Ma'ishta smicha, why do we say that smicha has to be b'tahorim? Tichli l'fnei Adonai, because he has to do smicha l'fnei Hashem, which means in the Azara, if you're tahor, tomei, he can't go in. Shchita nami akti l'fnei Adonai, but it says shchita, it also says l'fnei Hashem. And you're saying l'fnei Hashem doesn't mean necessarily so, because you're saying a tamei could do it, which means he could do it from outside. The answer is, ef shada avit sakin arukah v'shachit. As we saw at the end of the second parak, towards the end, we have the possibility of you doing a shchita from a little bit of a distance. So you could have a very long knife, or a knife on a pole, and lean in with the knife, meaning have your hands consistently stay outside. We're going to deal with that forthwith, and do shchita. So you could do the proper shchita without violating the precincts of the azarat. So smicha nami efshe d'ma'ayil yadei v'samich. So say the same thing about smicha. Put the animal right near the edge of the azara, and reach in from the outside and do smicha on him. The answer is kasar b'yamimiktzat shma that Tana, who has the masmicha b'tohorim piece, holds that entering any part of the precincts, even with a little bit of your body, is called a violation of Biat Mikdash. And therefore, there is no option of doing smicha by sticking your hands in. Therefore, you have to be tahor to come in. Okay, so now, Rav Chista Matnibcha, Rav Chista had an opposite version of that bright of a samach v'shachat. He said, Mashchita b'torin, af smicha b'torin. The assumption here was that you have to be tahor to do shchita, and therefore he applies it to smicha. So, Ma'ishta shchita d'ichli f'nei Adonai, and he started from the opposite place, saying, why would we assume that you have to be tahor to do shchita because it says l'fnei Hashem? Smicha namik to l'fnei Adonai. The answer is, ef shemayel yadei v'samich. The answer is, after all, smicha, anyways, you have to be tahor because you have to be l'fnei Hashem. The answer is no. Smicha, I would think, you could stick your hands in. So obviously, he does not hold bia b'miktzat shmabia, and therefore, smicha theoretically could work by sort of remote control or distance smicha, not exactly distance, but sticking your hands in from outside, and you're still outside. And therefore, we need the limud to say that smicha also has to be b'tahorim. So shchita nami afshuda avitzakin arukah v'shachit. But then our assumption now becomes the question. Our assumption from earlier, which is you could use a long kind of knife, now becomes a challenge. Why can't you do shchita as a tameh from the outside? The answer is hamani shema temani. This follows shema temani. This is a special limit about shchita. Tanu shchata b'kal lefnei Adonai v'lo shachoy lefnei Hashem. That's the principal limud, that the animal has to be before Hashem, but not the shochet. Shmatimani Omer, he disagrees. Minayin shu yadav shel shochet lifnei minan nishchat. How do I know that the hands of the shochet have to be closer to the mizbeach than the nishchat? Which means it's impossible to be on the outside. Talmud Lomar v'shachat ben amakar lifnei Adonai. Meaning shochet ben amakar yehe lifnei Adonai. The one who's doing the shchita has to be lifnei Hashem. Meaning between Hashem, as it were, and the animal. Okay. So there's two different perspectives on it, but either way we end up with the conclusion that, except for Shimon HaTimani, the Shochet could be Tamei, and he could be somebody who's standing outside of the Azara and doing it, but L'chatchila we don't allow. The other people are L'chatchila allowed to do Shchita. Now, Amar Ula Amar Resh Lakish. Tamei Shechnis Yado Lifnim Lokad. If somebody who's Tamei sticks his hand inside to the airspace of the Azara, they get Makot. Shenemar, B'chokodesh Lo Tiga Uvela Mikdash Lo Tavo. That is a yoledet. Makish bial and igiel, which two things are compared? Entering the mikdash and touching anything kodesh. Ma negev mikdash shma negiah, just like if just a finger of yours touches some kodesh, it's called negiah and it's metameh. Apiyah b'mikdash shma bia. So similarly, if just your finger goes in, then it's called entering the mikdash. The two are compared. Okay, good. Now, this is bia b'mikdash that we just talked about. Eitaver of a shayelu ula, so of a shayel challenged ula. So the famous ruling that a mitzora Remember, Metzora, after his 7 days of total cleanliness, and does the ceremony on the eighth day, was the mikvah on the seventh day, has Erev Shemesh the next day, has the ceremony with the birds, and then the asham, and the blood, and the oil, etc., all has to happen in the area of the Azara, but he can't go in. So he does it outside. But let's say the following. Metzora Shechal Shmini Shelo, let's say it's its eighth day, done everything right, Liot Erev Pesach, and now it's Erev Pesach, which means once he does all of the ceremonies, he's good to go for Pesach. Ra'ah carry by Bobayom, and that morning he had a carry, which means Vitaval, he's a Tful Yom now. He cannot enter. Amru Chachamim al Pisha ain't Tful Yom Acher Nichnas. Normally a Tful Yom cannot go into the Azara. Ze Nichnas, a Metzora can go in. Why? Because Mutav Yavo Aseh Sheish Bo Karet Vidche Aseh Sheein Bo Karet. Better that the Aseh, because why can't a Tful Yom of Keri go in? Because a Tful Yom of Keri is considered like a Zav. And remember, a Zav may not be in the precincts of Machne Leviyah, which is Har Habayit, which means he can't get up there at all. And there's a mitzvat aseh d'oraita of shiluach tmeim, to send tmeim out of whatever precinct they're not allowed to be in. Tmei meit out of Machne Shechina, and Tomei Zav out of Machne Leviyah. Therefore, the aseh of sending him out and not allowing him to come up to Har Habayit is trumped by the concern that if we don't allow him to do this, he won't be able to bring the Korban Pesach. And in other words, we have to allow him in, even as a Tful Yom, to do all of his Mitzora procedure, so that then that night he could eat the Korban Pesach. That is Resh Lakish, as reported by Ulav. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Dvar Torah Afilu Aseh in Bo. He says, you know what? It's not even a violation of an Aseh to let him up there. Shenemar, Vayamod Yoshevat Bikala Yehuda Vishalam Veta Adonai Vnei Chatzar Chadasha. The Chatzar was called the new Chatzar. My Chatzar Chadasha in Yoshevat's time. Why is it called the new one? Rabbi Yochanan Shechitshu Badvarim. They made new rules and restrictions. Vyamru, Tful Yom Al Yikanes the Machne Leviyah. That's when they said a Tful Yom can't come in. Which means that midoraita Tful Yom can come in. So Rabbi Yochanan says, there is no mitzvah shiluach tmeim. He's not a zav at all. He's not even a balkari anymore. He's a Tful Yom. And a Tful Yom, there is no mitzvah doraita to send him away. Therefore, certainly we allow him to come in to the Har Habayit, reach in, do whatever is necessary for him to do as a mitzora, so that that night, it all comes clean. Right away, he's done his kapara, and that night, he's at his Erev Shemesh from the carry, and he can eat the Korban Pesach. Now, all of that said, the Yamar Piyav Mitzat Shmabiyah, but if you're right, Resh Lakish, Ula, quoting Resh Lakish, if you're right, that Piyav Mitzat Shmabiyah, Hechim Aliyah Devonot, how could the Mitzori even come in at all here? How could he stick his thumb in and his toe in order to have the blood put on it? Edevi Edi, I'll say Shishbo Karetu, because Tameh going into the Mikdash is into the Azara is an Asay of Karet, right? Has Karet with it. So what have you gained by allowing him to come in so that he can do Korban Pesach? He's violated Karet. So Amrale Mitunach. Ula said back that this challenge that you have is actually where I'm going to get my proof from. Because Shani Mitzorahu Vuhutar Litzarato Hutar Likiruyo. He says, look, the Mitzorah himself has a heter. In other words, he's a Mitzori, he's Mechus HaKippurim, he's not supposed to enter the Mikdash, and yet Hashem says he should enter the Mikdash in order to do his process. So since the Torah gave him a heter, a blanket permission to come in for Tzarat, that also extends if he has a carry. By the way, that would mean that now we would say if somebody else was a Valkari, they couldn't come in, it's only a Mitzora has this heter. Okay, I'm Rav Yosef. Kasavar Ula Ruban Zavim Venasut Me'im Etim. Now, Rav Yosef infers from Ula's ruling that he would say something else about Erev Pesach. Remember, if a majority of Klal Yisrael are Tamei Tumat Meit on Erev Pesach, they bring the Korban Pesach Betuma, but only Tumat Meit, not if they're all Zavim. Let's say 51% of the people are Zavim on Erev Pesach, and then they become Tamei Meit. They all have somebody die, and they attend this huge funeral, and now they're Tamei Meit. Rav Yosef says, since the Torah would allow them to do Korban Pesach as Tmei Meit, the Ziva is also lifted. Not lifted, but trumped. So Amar Abaye, Abaye turns to his Rebbe and says, Midami, they're not the same. In this case, Tuma Ishtarai, Ziva Lo Ishtarai. The Torah said that if you're Tmei Meit, we're Mater you. But if you're Zav, you're not Mutter. So once they became Zavim, they're already out. The fact that they added a Tuma doesn't help. So Amar le Dilma Hachikam Amar. So Rabbi continues and says, Rav Yosef, maybe this is what you meant. Ruban Tmei Metim. Start with this. They were all Tmei Metim, which means at that point the Torah said, you could bring the Korban Pesach. V'nasu Zavim. And then they became Zavim, also an Erev Pesach. Ho'il v'hutrula Tumatan v'hutrula Zivatan. Since the Torah had already permitted them to bring the Korban Pesach, in spite of their Tumat Mate, they could also go over their Ziva. Amar le in. So if Yosef said back to Abaye, you're right, that's what I meant. Vakati lo dami, but Abaye says, but it's still not alike, because Mitzora heterahu. After all, the Torah is Matir Mitzora. Who will be Ishtri Ishtri? Once the Torah permitted it, the Torah permitted it, and you add in, this Tvul Yom of Keri, alright, but it was already Matir the Mitzora. The Mitzora has a get out of jail free card. Tumad Chuyahu, but in the case of Tuma, we have Tumat Mate, it's not that the Torah said, forget about the Tumat Mate. It's just that the fact that a majority of Kali Yisrael are Tumat Mate trumps the issue. But the Tumah is still there. Laha Yidchai, Laha Lo Yidchai. The Torah only permitted you to blow past Tumat Mate, not Tumat Ziva. And therefore, even Rav Yosef, even the fixed inference that we made, that you think Ula would have said, doesn't work because it's not comparable. So Amrle Rava Adarabba. Rava turned to Abaye and said, actually, it's the opposite. Ibcha Mistabra. Mitzora Heterahu. In the case of Mitzora, the Torah gives a heter. A heter. You're Mitzora, nonetheless you can come in. L'hai Yishtaroi, l'hai lo Yishtaroi. The Torah was permitted Mitzorat, not carry. It gave a heter. And so therefore, if Ula's ruling still is that you could come in as a Valkari, so that's taking it further, because we wouldn't automatically know that. But Tumah Dechuyahi, in the case of Tumah, the Torah just says, let's ignore the Tumah in order, the Tumah's still there, but let's ignore the Tumah in order for you to be able to do Korban Pesach when it's a majority. So, Malichad Dechuyah, Malichad Dechuyah. Once the Torah already said, blow past the Tumah in order to bring the Korban Pesach, what do I care if it's one Tumah or two? Once the Torah said that we're going to ignore it and Pesach pushes past it, then I really don't care. Now, Michlal de Torah Yosfir Lu Tumah Dechuyah Hibitzibur. By the way, both Abaye and Rava obviously have the position, the Tumah not Hutra B'tzibur, but Dechuyah B'tzibur, which means it's still there. It's just the Torah is saying, this trumps that. Tumah Hutra B'tzibur is saying, we're just not concerned with Tumah here. They don't hold that position. Now, Lema Misayele, back to Ula's original ruling. This should support Ula. Kol HaSmichot Shayusham, any smichot that were done in the Azara, Kore Alehan Ani Tekef the Smicha Shchita. You always have to do Tekef the Smicha Shchita, which means immediately after doing the Smicha, you have to do the Shchita of the animal. It's one of the famous three Tkifot. Tekef the Netila, Bracha, and Tekef the Smicha Shchita, Tekef the Gula Tfila. Now, Chutz Mizush Haitav Asharni Kano, with the one exception of the Smicha of the Metzora on his Asham. That would take place outside at Shar Nikanor. She'ein Metzora Yachol Ikanes L'Sham Ad Shemazin Alav Midam Chatuto Midam Hashem. Because the Metzora cannot go into the Azara until he's had the dam of his Korbanot sprinkled on him, and that's what he's now trying to get killed. So he has to do smicha on them, so he has to do them on the outside. V'yamar Pib Mitzat Lo Shvabia. And if you would think that Ula was wrong, that entering a little bit is not a problem, Le'al Yadim Lismoch. Let him stick his hands through, have the animal inside the Azara, do smicha, and immediate shchita. So in other words, we don't have a problem with taking off the smicha shchita unless bia b'mitzat lo is shma bia, and therefore the animal has to be outside so that the mitzora can do a proper smicha without violating the precincts of the azara, and then bring the animal inside, and that's where your interruption is. Rav Yosef Haman, Rav Yosef Yehuda, he says, no, the author of that is Rav Yosef Yehuda, who has a very narrow tzafon. Remember, this is an asham, it's kotche kotche, it has to be nishchap et safon, and therefore even sticking your hands through Shar Nikanor is not going to help at all. Dama marachak tzafon, that tzafon is far away. V'liavet pishpesh, so why don't you make a little door in the, to the Azara on the north side, so you can put the animal right up against that door, it's in the north, you can do smicha. The answer is, abay v'rovet tamri tavayu, akob b'chtav miyad adunai elai, yiskil kol malachot atavnit. All of the architecture and everything of the Mikdash was directed by God. You don't add a door, add a window, you don't do anything that wasn't mandated. It wasn't mandated. So you can't do that. Ikadami, there's another version of Rabbi Yosef called Samech Roshov Rubo Machnis. Whatever you do, smicha, you have to not just put your hands in, you have to put your whole body in. Why? My taima? Kokochobainan, because when you do smicha, you have to put all of your power on the animal. Hilkach lo efshar. Therefore, even if you don't think it's Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, even if you think it's Rebbe, who has the widest area of Tzafon, and you can put the animal right there, and have the Mitzora lean in and put his hands in, and even if you think Bia Mitzat Lo Shma Bia, it still won't work because you have to be right there where the animal is so you can put all of your power on, all of your energy on it. Therefore, this does not support Ula anymore. We'll come back to analyzing more of Ula's ruling in the next podcast, but in the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.